Eddie Betts has got a 3-year extension, and that might surprise a few people given that Eddie is in the 30-year-old range. But the way he's playing at the moment, Jared, it's no surprise to anybody. And according to the story, Eddie was asked by the Adelaide Crows, how long do you think you've got left? He said 3 years. So they gave him 3 years. Welcome to you, Eddie. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Is that the way it evolved? Are you disappointed you didn't say 4 years?
I'm not disappointed I didn't say four. They approached me and they said, listen, we think we want to keep you on. And I always joked about it. When are you going to resign me? When are you going to resign me to Justin Reid? And we always joked about it. And he said to me, how many do you want? And I said, oh, I'll have three, please, Justin. we just negotiated from then.
Did his next question follow as to how much do you want?
No,
that would have been nice to be able to just name your price.
Well, you don't know how much the players are getting in the new collective bargaining agreement,
yeah,
Eddie. So I hope you've left some space for a little kicker in the contract.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, no one knows what's going to happen with the new bargaining agreement. So it's always tough to manage, contracts at this time of the year. But I'm glad we got it done.
So I assume you just add a percentage, whatever the salary cap increases by percentage wise, you get that on your salary.
Yeah, something like that, I'm pretty sure. So we'll see how it goes.
Josh Jenkins, I heard today say that he's seen a few gimmicks come and go with pre-season training. He always thought that the high-altitude thing was a bit of a gimmick with the high-performance managers just read the book and whatever the current
the
latest thing around the world says do, they end up doing. You've seen a few pre-seasons come and go now, Eddie. Do you think it's been too gimmicky over the course of the last 10 years? Do you think some coaches have fallen for that? Because the stay-at-home pre-season seems to be the current trend.
Yeah, well, I guess, I've been at Carlton. We went to Arizona. We went to Qatar and Doha. And, boys speak a lot about, or the coaches speak a lot about altitude training and, how that could help you with your performance and just get that little extra touch. And we went over to Qatar, Doha, and we stayed at a place where it was really hot and there was altitude rooms and non-altitude rooms, and they didn't tell us who was staying in the altitude rooms and just seeing who was performing better. And it showed that the guys who stayed in the non-altitude room trained better and got a lot more running into it. So, yeah, I don't know what's the go there. So.
Well, that proves your theory, Jared, that the altitude training's been a bit of a gimmick and a waste of time. That's proven the theory.
I don't think it's a waste of time with the training wise. I think it's a great time to get away with.
Yeah, but the bonding factor, the bonding thing you can do anywhere, can't you, really?
Yeah, you can do that anywhere, but I guess boys really enjoy going overseas as a group and, training in new facilities. So it's been great. I enjoy it.
It's amazing how all of those issues that are so important have become less important now that there's a football cap. And if the pre-season training goes in the footy cap, it's going to have to be 100% guaranteed of delivering a premiership.
Well, Adelaide gets its fair share of back-to-back 38-degree days anyway, Eddie. So training in some of that Adelaide heat can be as tough as training anywhere in the world anyway.
Yeah, I guess, and that's why Adelaide didn't really go overseas to train in the hot, because it's really, really hot here. And, it's tiring too, because the running that they do over in Adelaide, I don't think it gets any easier the older you get anyway.
You had a fantastic year last year. A lot of people thought you were the second best side in Adelaide going into the season. You were clearly the best side, but you had an unfortunate, disappointing finish to the season.
Yeah, it was. And I guess looking back on it, that West Coast game cost us, that last round. We could have finished top two if we won that game. Or on top of the ladder, I'm pretty sure it was. And then we lost that game, and then we ended up finishing fifth, which cost us, a home final. So, it was pretty disappointing. And, we won our first final, and then we went up against Sydney. And we knew what we were getting ourselves into when we went to play Sydney. We knew it was contested. It was going to be tough, but we weren't switched on from the word go, and they jumped us, and we couldn't come back from there.
So you've lost one of the key in the midfield in Paddy Dangerfield now for 12 months. Jared Lyon also not going to be there. Where do you get your improvement in the mids?
Well, I think we've just got to play some young kids through there. Riley Knight's a super midfielder. We've got Cam Ellis-Yolman, who's absolutely jet in the sample, and he's doing well. We've even got young Charlie Cameron, who's doing some midfield time during the preseason, and even Curtly Hampton. Curtly Hampton's really surprised me. He's the fittest he's been. And he's been training with the mids the whole preseason and doing really well. So It's going to be interesting to see how they go this year, but I'm really looking forward to it.
A couple of rule changes. One's the forward line pressure might be added to by defenders not being able to rush it behind as easily. And you are one of the best forward line pressure putter honours, if you like, in the competition. I know you can't go any harder at a defender on the last line of defence than you currently go, but it's going to put some more pressure on those defenders.
It is. And I think, you know, with that rule coming in, it's going to make them have to kick the ball or jack it out, and it's going to be good for our defenders if they're, you know, set up down the track, you know, that can intercept that mark. So, it's an interesting one because last year, they played a couple of rush behinds, I think it was. They're tough calls, but, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they go.
Dwayne thinks Sapara will finish top four, probably win the flag. Where do you think they'll finish?
Who's at the power?
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Will they make the eight, Ed?
He doesn't go to Angus Monfries's parties, Jared.
I just want to know whether Eddie Betts thinks that Power will make the eight.
I think so. I reckon they'll make the eight, but it's always good over here when we play against the Power. There's a lot of banter that goes on between players and supporters, so it's good.
Well, that's four spots higher than you told me off air that they were going to finish.
Eddie, you're flying at the moment off the field as well. You've done a lot to contribute to the local community. You've done a lot to encourage kids to play. You love getting out there, but I understand you've got your own hands full at home.
Yeah, we do. These kids are absolutely running amok.
How's Louie going?
Louie's getting to a stage now. He's just turned four, and then he turned five this year. So he's getting to a stage where he's testing us out, and Billy's almost two, and their boys are just fighting and fighting and fighting. And
I met Louis in New York when he was two, and if he's got worse than that, then he's a handful.
No, he hasn't got worse than that because he was a bit jet lag there. We were up at 3 a.m, wide awake, downstairs kicking a footy. So, but he's been good, and it's great now that, you know, I've got 4 years in Adelaide here, and he's turned five, so it's always good to think about where he's going to go to school and get that process on the go.
Eddie, great to have you. Always a pleasure to talk to you. We're going to hear the smile in your voice. We can't wait to see the smile on the TV again when you're kicking those goals for the Adelaide Crows. Thanks for your time.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.